Matt and I have both got questions to ask for Irene Moon.
Go ahead, shoot.
I would like to know about these. They look like little spiders, and they've got white backs, and I call them horsebacks.
It's like a spot.
What you have are mites.
Yeah, a white spot.
M-I-T-E-S. Mites.
You have a bad infestation, it sounds.
And they move ever so quickly.
Ever so quickly, and I've got hundreds of them.
Yeah.
In my back garden, also in my front garden. And I would like to know where they've suddenly all come from and what they are.
They're called mites. M-I-T-E-S.
And funnily
because
enough...
last year,
my
runner beans got completely eaten and I didn't have one runner bean.
Not one came up.
No, not one bean came up.
If they're runner beans, you better go catch them.
So I said we'll go to Waitrose and buy them.
So I've been and brought them ready planted so that I've just had to plant them out. So hopefully they won't get eaten this year. They're growing quite well, but I would like to know what these are. And I'm wondering if it's only since I've had bark down. Suppress the weeds. And I'm wondering if it's something to do with that.
Well, my best guess, without seeing a picture, is that you have an infestation of mites.
Spider mites. M-I-T-E-S.
Yeah. Mites are, of course, not insects. They have four pairs of legs and are much more closely related to spiders than they are to insects. They can be big pests for gardens on plants, and usually one typically takes care of them by isolating the unhealthy plants from the healthy plants. But it sounds like you have the mites absolutely everywhere. They're spread from already infested plants to newly fresh, uninfested plants. That's why I think that if they are indeed mites, you got them from your garden center.
They came from the garden center.
Oh boy. You can go back to your garden center and get insecticides to chemically control the spider mites. Try a concoction of detergent, soapy water and spray it on your plants daily, thereby killing many of the mites. Thanks again for coming to the corner of the world where the insects... And there's another pest problem solved. And their lovely friends, the mites, are...